We have a in and out of the towns, a slow speed transit section, probably averaging only 30 miles an hour or something. You then have a limited section which is on open roads, traffic and everything coming in the other direction, which they give you also give you a time for.
Locked up the wheels and sent us over the cliff right outside of San Luis Potosi. We rolled about four times and then parked it in the bottom of the arroyo.
Feeling reasonably pleased with ourselves, and arrived to find that Steve and Dave had gone over the edge. And we'd know nothing about it at all. There was no sign on the road as we drove through. They went into a corner too fast, either through misreading the pace notes or whatever. And basically took off over the edge of a cliff and landed, I think, upside down on a small road below. Dave is fine, maybe a few cuts and bruises, and Steve, a broken leg. The general feeling seems to be that they're incredibly lucky to have got away so lightly.
So many different territories. The people are terrific, fantastic. One of the greatest races in the history of motorsport.
Get out, we'd blast the stereo, we'd start dancing in the middle of the street. All the buses were coming by, we're serving cookies. Ours was like the hospitality car. So that was our chance to party.
I think sometimes when we go screaming through some village, you think, If I did this somewhere in England, you just know that the complaints and it would just be impossible.
Our people is really involved in racing. And you know the name of the Pan Americana road race has gone through generations. And young people got to know the cars that used to race in Mexico. And that's a big achievement. They really enjoyed those Mercedes and Alphas and Porsches and Jaguars that are not really easy to see in Mexico.
The race this year was good. It was a lot faster than it's been previously. The attrition rate was higher. The cars were better prepared. They went faster. They broke quicker.
We have a more competitive race now and better cars, a lot more faster drivers, and a little bit more accidents.
There were probably 35 cars that didn't finish.
Only three teams of girls, the Carlsberg and Gladys, which the car broke down. And Claudia and Mariela, they finished. And their car broke a lot. Yeah, and we're the ones that made it. That was the best because you really got to meet all the people.
Those little things of mezcal didn't hurt either, but we thought it was like, what, gas avion? But we were
like
drinking
them
anyway.
Like those Octane boosters, they were really, man.
Something else. I didn't know that how much work it was going to be because usually when I go through to the races, it's more, you know, party, 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 but this time you really did have to do a little bit of work.
Would you do it again?
Oh yeah, definitely, in a minute.
We finished eighth overall, which I'm thrilled with, because there's nothing ahead of us that we could really have beaten. I think that's the thing. All the cars ahead are quicker, very well driven, and generally just producing more power.